she'll flip over and turn several flips in that water. She swims all underwater.
Huh.
I never saw anything in my life like at Galveston. She and my grandson, he's 9. Well, I thought they was going to go so far out in the ocean, you got to where I couldn't hardly see them. They went so far out in the ocean.
Holy
swimming. Shit. I never saw anything like it. She swims under the water and they rode those waves. I never saw anything like what she can do in that water.
Huh.
I didn't know a little child could swim so good.
Well, I've heard about it. I've never seen it.
She can get out in there and she can just turn somersaults. You know, it's 8 foot of water, the swimming pool is on one end of it. She'll swim clear across it. And I says, don't you have to hold your breath? You can see her come up every once in a while, you know, get her breath. But it's just, I never saw anything like it. I just wonder if your girls can swim.
No, I've been trying to get my biggest daughter in the swimming program in the summer. They'll teach you to swim. It costs $5 or something
uh-huh.
like that. But they say you have to be 52 inches tall.
Oh.
I think that's how deep the pool is in the shallowest part. And
oh.
She's too short.
Well, I'm saying.
But it makes me so angry because I'm scared to death when she gets near the water. She likes it.
You never saw anything. That little thing, she's like, this is the slimmest little thing you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
Just jump in there. She goes there, and he never has got a diving board. He said he just rather they dive off the bank. And he held up a what they call a donut to spur out over the pool as he could, and she jumped through it, you know, and then turned flips around. I never saw anything in my life like it. She was like a fish.
Uh-huh.
And I was uneasy about it, but they didn't seem to be worried. They went off back there. In that gulf, and went off in that ocean, that over salty water.
Boy, I'd be scared to death.
Well, I would too.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd let them get out in the water even if they were going to get out there.
Curtis said that he went out there once, and he said there's little crabs that bite his toes.
Hmm.
They sure. They just live in that swimming pool. He keeps it filtered all the time. It's a running uh-huh. machine, and he vacuums it out. And got chlorine in it.
Did she dive right off the edge?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she'd dive backwards or frontwards or anyway.
Huh.
She'd just go there and she'd just act like she's going to fall off, you know.
Why six?
How'd
she learn?
She took lessons first. She took uh-huh. lessons. And then they built that swimming pool and she was
uh-huh.
learned. She can swim faster than her daddy can. Of course, he's 6 foot tall. I never saw anything in my life. He was swimming. He swam underwater, and she went under and around him that way several times across that pool. She just swim under him.
Holy smokes.
Over. She just do all kinds of tricks, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then,
that's more than I can do. I can just sort of paddle along. I forget to breathe. I get so wrapped up in what I'm doing. I don't swim easy.
They thought they'd get me in that pool, but I never have been in. I didn't get in.
I enjoy it. I like it very much.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to have a pool,
yeah.
But that's beyond me.
Well,
I wish my neighbor had one.
Well, Curtis said that was one extravagance that he thought was well paid for. I think it cost him $2,000.
That's not
to get everything cut in.
Yeah, I imagine at least that. That's not really an extravagance, I think, for men who work in the office all day and don't get exercise. I know a fellow who has a pool. His heart was in pretty bad shape.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's in his 50s, I guess. And he had an electrocardiograph run, and the doctor suggested that he get a swimming pool. So. Although he didn't think he could afford it, he did. And then every day he was out and he swam so many laps.
Oh.
This year he had his heart checked and it's just as sound as could be.
It helped it.
Very much.
Uh-huh.